Daniel X with Commander Q.
36 Shizui with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. 30.
On Spirit and on Radio, on
Radio,
the sound of my-
organ. That's as good, if not in some people's estimation, 34. Even better.
3 miles on 34, you said?
Uh-huh. So we're going to come to a fork. Have we come to a fork?
Yeah,
we
just did.
What?
We just did.
1 mile to the fork, take the right-hand fork, Highway 34.
Yep, that's where we are.
Send you 4 miles to Burning Man.
Seems easy enough.
Oh, sorry. 4 miles to Burning Man, Neo. 4 miles to Burning Man. Ruby, I wish you could have met Jim's Potmobile. But I can only think of, that's the only car I can think of in the last 10 years I've liked as much as you. Oh, no. No, no, no. No, nice and...
What number does it start at this point?
Oh, goodness. 20, there's like 26, 27.
Right, okay, what happened
to 6? I don't know, you've just driven completely, like, you've probably gone over the top of driving today, as much as we thought today was going to be the merciful day.
This is so much easier than the
This is volume 11 of my voice journal. August 29th, 1999, 7:58 p.m., driving along Highway 34, just a mile or two outside of Black Rock Desert, probably driving through Black Rock Desert, but nearing the entrance to Black Rock City, the place where Burning Man 99 is going to happen, is happening now. Just recording the whole entrance in and picture taking until there's no light left. Excitement has erupted over. Off my sunglasses because it's nighttime, or at least it's close enough.
How can we be 5 miles, less than 5 miles, 2 miles, 2 miles away after all this? Incredible.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem possible.
It's not.
It's mythical. We're supposed to be always hundreds of miles away.
Well, you see, a little ways down, we're going to be back on I-80.
Now I feel better.
I-80 just goes on and on. It goes
that
like...
turning up there.
Yeah, that makes sense. I see lights. Suddenly lights?
Yeah.
Suddenly lights where there are no lights before it, and suddenly there are lights. Burning Man, 1/4 mile. After 3,141 miles. 3,141 miles. Turn. Oh, there's an arrow there. I'm glad there's an arrow. I'm glad there's a car too. Yes.
Yes.
Oops.
Sorry, Ruby. That was stupid.
Yeah, go slow. Go slow. Slow it down, way down. Oh, and Jackrabbit's crossing.
Jackalope,
sorry. I'm sorry. Of course, it's Burning Man. Watch out. There's a big hole. Real slow. Real slow. It's not like Oswego where we get taken here and taken there and end up on a thing, you know? Nice and slow, baby. There you go. Mud, stay on road. Real, real slow, real slow. Ah, sorry for the photo. Real slow, and now it's leveling out. You've done just fine. It's fine, Leo. It's fine. It's fine. Jesus, look at this. You can't even see.
How are you?
I'm dusty.
Not bad.
You guys got a ticket?
We do.
Alright, go down slow. Take it real slow, like 5 miles an hour,
okay.
Alright?
Okay. Camera. Camera's in hand. What?
You got them?
I was about to.
Tickets.
You've got them.
We do.
Here. Which one are tickets and which one are receipts?
Tickets.
IDs for people behind you, too?
No, this is a ticket and receipt for each of us, but we're not entirely sure which is which.
Yeah, it came through the mail.
I think those are the tickets. Is that right?
Yep, they look like tickets to me.
Okay.
Great. Yes.
All right. There's your stubs. Keep those, because you'll need them to get in and out.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Oh, I've got maps for you.
Oh,
if you want.
Oh, please. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just with this camera thing.
I don't know, that must take it.
Did you put the tickets back in your pocket?
They're in my hand. I'm afraid to let go of them. Sign, 50 feet. Obey all signs.
But this sign.
But this sign. I'm glad I asked if he'll want that.
Yeah,
oh my God. Jesus Christ.
No cruising. Wheels to change. To change.
Wheels to change.
November. Every other one serious, every other one.
Mm-hmm.
Even every other one more serious.
Mm-hmm.
You have the temptation. No regrets.
Hey, no blame.
Sorry. You must have a lump the size of an egg on your head.
No.
It's
near. No, it's cool. I don't want to break it or
make
it off knock this thing. Girl.
The pavement has ended.
The pavement has ended.
Out of sight.
Is that going to be out of mind?
Yes, out of mind. You should look at the map. I'm curious. So that we can figure out which way to go, and I guess we can just run. Sure.
Okay. We arrived. Where did we arrive?
I think we arrived at the barn. Right.
We didn't arrive at Center Camp, did we? Did we?
We haven't arrived anywhere on this map yet, I don't think.
Oh. Well, I don't know. But, what's Chuck's address?
It's, 345 Mercury.
Okay, you're trying to lie to you.
I thought I did. I thought I switched it to the other one. Welcome to the...
Jesus Christ, oh my God.
Vacant. Hi.
Welcome to the vacant heart. That's very poetic.
This is so cool, right? Because, like so many of the places, we've come in the dark, can't see it, and we're gonna wake up in the morning to the splendor of it. The heart of the wild west. No littering. No garbage cans. No TV.
No excuses. Severe dehydration mask. No one asked us here to drink water. Drink water at all times.
Yes.
Clear. Leave no trace. Do right.
How's it going? How's it going?
Participants and look at the spectators.
Yeah.
Turn around. In case of storm, stay put. Non-committal zone. Straight ahead. Strictly enforced. I think that's what it said. If you can't read these signs, you're going too fast. That's what I said.
Slow the fuck down.
Thank you. Warning. You
more
are temporary. Leaving the present. Entering the future. Fame limit, 10 minutes. Afternoon. Attention span, 2 minutes. Future postponed until further notice. This area patrolled by Black Rock Rangers, riding the edge of chaos. Spectator crossing, do not stop. When you do something, you should burn yourself completely.
Yeah.
No fireworks or loaded fireworks. High noise area. Earplugs recommended for sleep. Do right. Leave no trace. Attention span fast ahead. Warning. Approaching complex sense. It is difficult.
To transmute.
Into words.
The comic book has some distortions. Of inner time and space. The weird amalgams of feeling.
Perhaps
a little more unsure.
Candles and tents. Huh, that's a good idea.
Leave no trace.
No spectators. Slow down.
Greeters ahead.
Greeters ahead. So we've got to tell them where our thing is, and then they'll tell us how to go to it.
Yeah.
By the way, welcome to Black Rock City, Republic of Burning Man.
Haha. One more.
Black Rock City, speed limit 5 miles per hour. DPW.
Get to 35 electric.
2.5
right here. Okay, so you're right. So you're right here.
Yep.
You're gonna come up here and hit a dead end at Neptune right up there.
Yep.
2.5 Mercury. Take a left.
I'm
sorry, take a right. Take a right. So just take a right at Neptune, follow it all the way down.
Yep.
And just hit, I guess, 4 o'clock. Take a left and you'll find Mercury way up to the front.
Great.
It says no motorized vehicles. You can drive up in there, but just move your car once you stop it.
Okay.
And you might, if possible, if you have room, but you might want to leave. So it might be good to get an eye out.
Okay.
So we're going to kind of do it tonight.
Yeah, I think we're
going
to be able to.
Boston. 90 to 95% of the people here drove from the West Coast. We drove from the East Coast.
This is it, right? We're in Black Rock City.
We're in Black Rock
City.
We're here. We're here. Yes.
The only part I don't know is how we're going to know when we're at 4 o'clock. But we're starting. Here, I put your light back on. Could you tell me where we're starting from?
Did we just come from center camp?
Yeah.
We took a right?
Yeah.
All right.
So that should be.
Well, 6 o'clock is center camp.
Okay, so we've got to go.
We gotta go a ways and then we've gotta go in, right?
Right.
The man's there somewhere.
Yeah, I can't see him.
Can't see him. By the way, I sucked the Nevada thing off the spoon.
You did?
I was just, yes.
Where'd it go?
Oh, just a moment. It fell.
Alright, well, don't worry about it. We'll get it later.
It's a huge truck.
Oh,
that 5:30.
Very smart. The person behind us has a flashlight so they can see.
That's smart.
I'm going to turn this off again so we can see better. It's
going to
be half hours, I
think. It's going to be what?
I think it's going to be half. Yeah, we didn't see 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be half hours.
Yeah, definitely.
It's huge. It's so much huger than I know.
It's also not so full yet.
Yeah. Well, it's not even starting.
Yeah. I love arriving when things haven't started yet.
Me
past 5 o'clock and we're going to 4?
Yeah. There's a ton of cars behind us. No cars ahead of us.
We're leading the way. I'm going nice and slow, just like the sign said.
We're going faster than we're supposed to.
Really?
We're
12 miles an hour.
We're supposed to go 5.
Maybe it's like the real speed limit.
Look at the hot air balloon.
This is going to be ridiculous to see tomorrow. Oh, I see the streets when we the cross streets, they go right in, right?
Yeah. It's so black, right? It's so wonderfully black.
I know. Oh, it's great having a temple to arrive to instead of having to set up tents. Isn't that what we're doing?
Yes. And the porta potties must be here. There's many people.
Uh-huh. Look at those trucks, jeeps, all sorts of lit things, shade structures.
Something lit.
Close.
Center ring.
Center ring. Yeah. Delightful.
Saturn. Listen to the view. Mountain port eyes.
Uh-huh.
There's like two white dots.
Yeah. Let's check. Yeah, you've totally got to have lights out here. You can't see anything. No wonder they...
No, I'm a motorized vehicle.
They're for pre-registered theme camps.
That's us.
We're allowed. We're allowed. Going into the heart of it, because we know Chuck.
Yes.
And we're bringing... Wow. Man. It's keep waving that flashlight. Just keep doing it.
Yes. What is this?
And how far do we go along this?
Half of the way shortened by the fact that we're inside the ring. Half of the way from what we just did on the outside between the streets.
Oh. Do you think that's Chuck?
That's Finn's, yes. No, this one.
This one?
With the Finn's, this is Chuck.
This? Here?
Yes, this. That's Chuck.
I see a gateway computer thing. Be here for the last block.
Yeah. Look, there's the water. That's what was in that truck, was a water jug.
Oh. He's gonna, looks like he's gonna direct his watch out for this flag. Should we turn left and pull alongside? Right. Okay. Okay.
What do you think?
It's good.
We need to figure out where the car. Should we?
I think we're supposed to put the car next to the camp, right?
Right, so where do we want to put the camp? Do we want to put it right next to them?
I don't know. I guess so.
Where'd Rich go? Is this too close?
Yes.
We're confused.
Why don't you just pull the car alongside here and we'll set up on the other side.
There we go. Is this too close or not close enough?
Is this the rope here?
Okay.
I want to hit the rope.
Is this okay right here then?
Yeah, I'd try to get a little closer if you could.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
Yeah! Made it! Made it! Car doesn't have to move for a week. Yay, Ruby! Thank you.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
36 X UIF Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. Train.
And spirit and all radio, long broadcast the world.
36 X with Commander Q.
Long radio, the world. Long radio,
hello, fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mutta, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fada, kindly disregard this letter.
August 29th, 1999. It's 8:24. No, it's 9:24 p.m. I'm in Mio's car. She's at the Totem Temple of the Eternal Mysteries campsite, which is just building up right now. And we're on the Black Rock Desert in the middle of what will become Black Rock City. Basically, I came here to sort out my film, which I did, and to record a little bit more of this. They're building, and I don't know anything about building, and I think that the guys that are there sort of have a... they seem to have sort of a team going. So... and I don't really know any of them. So, I mean, they're friendly and all, but they've got a fucking awesome task to do, and I think they're way behind. Something about a drill bit being lost, that was, like, the most vital thing.
And I just decided that I had to remove myself for a little bit. I'm going to go back, but I had to remove myself for just a little bit from the whole thing. I haven't been genuinely alone in a week. And, God, it's been more than a week. It's been, like, since Friday night. What's this? This is 29th, 22nd, 21st, 20th. I haven't been genuinely alone in, like, 9 days. Just alone. Unfound. Anywhere. No one knows where I am. I'll make it. I'll be fine. And I just wasn't helping. I just wasn't fucking helping. I'm not a builder.
I don't know anything about building, and I'm not really enthused about building. So.
So anyway, I'm just sitting here, and I feel a little bad. I'm not helping, but I wasn't helping when I was over there. I was just sort of walking around, somewhat uselessly looking for a drill bit that might or might not have been completely missing. There's a bus going by. It's all decorated on the inside. It's a little freaked out to come here and to find the thing that we had thought was going to be at least half constructed.
Like, not constructed at all. I guess it's getting there.
But it's just freaky to come and think you're going to find something together, some big massive thing, and it's not. You know, I mean, it's circumstance, but nonetheless. It's a crazy fucking place, man. It's a crazy fucking place. The wind is blowing so hard that this car is shaking a little bit. And the dust. The quiet itself is weird. It's very weird. So I guess all in all, I'm a little freaked out. Here comes mail. I'll stop. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. It's, August 30th, 1989. 1:47 a.m. Checks Temple's not up. Chubb's Temple has problems. Things not working. Things being lost. All that remains of his staff is him, me, Mio, and his friend John. Who often complains. I'm going to balance bars because I'm starving. I have no place to sleep. I don't know if this machine's working.
Is this machine working?
Apparently it is.
And he's been standing around a fucking half-built building. For, a lot of hours. Sorry, think though. He's being called in. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. Or at least I want to stop building. It's not my fault the fucking generator doesn't work. It's not my fault that some drill bit what was needed to do vital work got lost or misplaced for a while. And it's certainly not my fault. I thought I showed up and all this shit wasn't fucking put together right. And I'm not enjoying myself yet. With the dust, and the wind, and I'm fucking cold, and I have no place to sleep, and I'm tired, and I'm pissed off. But I think it'll get better. I really do. Temple will get built. Because Chuck Nichols will make sure the fucking temple gets built. I'm good for him. And, eventually, my tent will be set up. I'll be able to sleep or something. Kind of neat. I mean, there wouldn't be any light at all on the play except for the full moon, which adds to the general lunar quality of the whole place. I mean, you got cracked earth, cracked gray earth. I guess it's a lake bed in the winter. Fading, sitting right here. I don't think my stomach likes fucking power bars. I might as well admit my current disappointment. Because I don't think it'll last, but I feel it nonetheless right now, so why do I it? Sitting in this car, I've been sitting in for 7 days, but it's giving me the only comfort that I can have right now, because I'm not in the wind, I'm not in the cold, I'm not in the dust, I'm not standing up, I'm not building anything. I didn't come here to build shit.
I'm gonna bitch, I might as well just bitch to myself and leave it at that. This is the second time I've come here. I retreated. And I hope that, like the first time, when I went back after the first time I came here and recorded an entry, I went back and there was shit for me to do, and I did it, and I felt a little more involved, and things got a little friendly, and then the whole thing beyond me got worse. But I talked to a nice kid in the camp who looking for mescaline, has mushrooms, and that's really nice. That's really nice. That's what I want to hear. I want pretty girls, psychedelics, and art. I really think that's just about it. I'm going to rest now and stop this.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36 Jesuif Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. Train.
And Spirit and Radio.
Still on the payroll.
August 30th, 1999, 9:29 a.m. I'm sitting in Mio's car. I woke up about an hour and a half ago. Listen to this wind.
Listen to this fucking wind.
That is the sound of, I'm told, a 25-hour, mile-an-hour sandstorm. And that's what it is. Visibility's not very good. Everything that's tied down, even tied down well, is blowing hard. I was, I spent a part of an hour, I got about 8, I think, I spent a part of an hour taking a deep, thorough fucking piss, helping, two people from Vancouver, Russ and Ann. They're having a severe crisis with their tent, and, they're really getting upset. So I helped them somewhat. I loaned them sledgehammer for a little bit and help them take some stuff down, and I don't know, I did what I could, just a gesture. This is a pretty fucking freaked out motherfucking thing. Without the fucking people, it would still be fucking freaky. Now me and I are gonna, we're not gonna set up, but we're gonna mark our tent stakes. We're gonna mark with tent stakes our, you know, area. And, you know, we'll have a space that we've established. And that'll be cool. Not much more than that, but that's all that's important for now. Then we're gonna help Chuck with the temple, which is, coming along. It's definitely coming along. Encouraging. I'm gonna give the flavor of this like an audio flavor for this. Well, you're in a big flat place. The ground is gray and flat and cracked. You're surrounded by grayish mountains on all sides. And in this area, there are vans and trucks and cars and tents, and everything's blowing. Everything's fucking blowing. Everything's being blown at, blowing hard. Can't say much more else for now. It's just gonna be a day of fucking building and work and all that, but there is something, doors closed, there is something I want to say about me personally. And I was thinking about this last night, and I'm still thinking about it. I think it's valid. It remains valid. And that is that I'm gonna make as much of this as I can. This is what I thought it would be. I hoped it would be, not thought it would be. I wanted everything, and so far, you know, this is a hell of a lot. I've never experienced these kind of extreme conditions. And to think that an arts festival is setting up here, I mean, that's the real funny part of it, that an arts festival is setting up here. This is not just a camping thing. It's like, the whole point of this is to set up for art.
And that's really great. I'm going to see if I can get Radio Free Burning Man, and if I can, I'm going to record a little bit onto this tape. I think there are at least three stations already up and broadcasting. These people are starting to appear. I see more and more people. I'm going to cut this out for now and come back to it later. Maybe snap some photos from the safety of this place. So more later. It's 9:38 a.m. right now. I think it's 1:15. God, what a fucking rush. Well, Mio and I got our stuff. Like, we staked out our spot. We didn't set up our tent yet, and then we went to work with the temple, and things are going pretty cool. And then about 11:30, someone rode by saying there's a storm coming in a couple hours, so we started batting it down the hatches, and it got really windy, and it's getting windier and windier, and the dust is blowing harder and harder. And at one point I was under this 20 by 20 foot tarp, I think it was that big, pulling chairs and boxes under it. I was under it pulling things under it so they would be protected and not blow away. And that was kind of a thrill. And then all of a sudden, like in the middle of everything, these large pieces of insulation start blowing away fast. I mean, the car I'm in is shaking. And everybody ran after him, and we caught a few, but most of them got away. And, guy on a bike, cool guy, Jock, from New York, he went riding after him. All of a sudden he appeared behind everybody. He had sort of given up, running. And, went riding after him, and I just decided to run after him too in case something good happened on the other end. And I, for an instant, found a piece of tarp, banged to shit, stood on it for a while, didn't know what to do, couldn't see the camps anymore. There's this effect called whiteout when the dust gets so fucking thick you cannot see a fucking thing. I stood on it for a while, and they said to take a chance, see if I could fucking make it, and it just fucking exploded. So, that was that for that. And it was a real rush coming back, because I couldn't see the camp, so I knew I was going in the right direction. And, the wind was blowing, and I don't know, I was just using my long-sleeve shirt that I have on to sort of shield me a little bit. But it was fucking incredible. And now I'm just taking a fucking break. Have to take a break. I came here to gather my stuff. I think we're gonna have a party in the truck. Chuck's big rider truck. It's like a 20-foot long truck, I think. And that's where we're gonna probably be for a while. So, there'll be more, I have no doubt. But, man, what a fucking rush coming back from the fucking desert. Oh, fucking whiteout. Fucking wind, 40, 50 miles an hour, I really don't know. But it's stronger than it was. In that moment of being totally lost. Totally against it all. Fucking bliss. Bliss, man, fucking bliss. Almost like an acid trip, just being fucking up against it and having to fucking perform. It was fucking gorgeous. Fucking gorgeous. One later.
listening to Kid As You Are. This is the best tier in you. Yes, what? You really know what it's on right now. Yeah,
Close your eyes. Stop dripping. Bring her and get your girl in train for her.
What the hell is that?
Some guy who couldn't quite reach the microphone. Hadn't quite mastered English yet. That must be it, yeah. Radio Free Deutschland, you will be assimilated. Wow, you got a cool caution emergency sign. You found a scarf. You've been feeding off of other people's losses again, haven't you? A jackal of the playa. I thought I saw you turning your bike before, but I didn't realize that was the beginning of it.
You know, outside. Yeah,
that's
true.
Jack, are you a Scotch
ringer? A what?
A Scotch ringer. I guess that was
enough.
That's
great.
What's that?
About 2:55 p.m. I'm near Chuck's temple, wandering around.
Oh, hey!
I don't even know if we're going to be in the ice spot. We're just sitting up. Well, that's alright. I'm actually pretty behind everybody. Oh, okay. Do you want soda? Do you want soda? Just using it for weight. What a cool map. Yeah, that. Rocks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to take some. They all be tired of me. They're like, Jack, when's this guy gonna leave?
I mean, cause shit, I ain't got a camp. I'm not fucking camping out anywhere. I'm just crashing wherever I let my head.
Chuck, I'm gonna take a walk somewhere. I don't know. I haven't been away from your temple since I arrived.
Okay.
I went around the entire city last night. It was really cool.
Yeah. Last night was nice and calm, yeah. Man. It was great.
Yeah.
But I hear it's going to be windy like this till tomorrow.
That's what I heard too. Yeah, with,
Nico, if you want to look up the upper stuff, it'll be nice. Keep going to the end and we'll outside.
Yeah, maybe. As soon as I heard this, it's going to be raining out. A little bit.
Alrighty, you guys.
Alright.
Well,
in his pocket.
Hey.
How good?
Pretty good.
In this tent, and my friend Ann decided to come in the car.
Yeah. He's freaked out, huh?
Huh?
He's freaked out.
Yeah. I'm like, getting to me a little.
I can tell.
But,
sometimes people just like, sail over the edge, you can't comfort them.
I'm just trying to be as calm, starting to bench, right? And it's not helping her.
No.
So I'm just like, I can't.
Sometimes
I gotta walk away. I'm just like, I don't know, I'm not listening to it as well, so I'm just pissing her off.
Yeah.
It's like a bill, you know, right by me. It's like,
yeah, sometimes you gotta walk away. You gotta walk away for a while, and like things, you know, recalibrate themselves, you know. Sometimes a person has to be alone, calm down, you know, gather their thoughts.
Everything's okay. She's fed up. As long as nothing doesn't blow away while she's in the tent.
That's good. That's good.
Where are you asking now?
Oh no. Ooh, bike. You riding around?
Yeah. I'm just trying to stack out as much as I can.
If you hold on a second, but I'll see if I can borrow this bike. Maybe I'll ride with you. I had heard like bikes were a good way to get around and shit.
Yeah, because I didn't think it'd be this big, right?
Yeah.
So we have to. And it won't never be able to see the car.
No. All right, just hold up. I'll be right back. Hey, whose bike is that lying out there?
I think that's Chuck's.
It's Chuck's?
The black one with the huge tube.
Yeah, it's just sitting right there?
Yeah, it's Chuck's.
You think he might if I used it?
It's a challenge.
Is it?
It only has one pedal.
Only has one pedal?
Yeah, you have to pedal it right-handed because the left one keeps screwing itself out. It doesn't steer very well and it has no brakes.
Oh, wow. It's Monday, August 31st, 1999. It's going to be 2 a.m. in just about 20 seconds, at least according to my watch. I'm standing next to Mio's car. All my stuff on it. Getting ready to go off into the night. See what I can find in Burning Man at 2 in the morning. I don't even know which way to walk. Well, I'm just gonna walk. That's all there is to it. I'm gonna walk until I find something. Good idea to swing my lantern a little bit. Last entry was about, I don't know, 2 or something. So, let me recapitulate what's happened the last few hours. I didn't use Chuck's bike because it was indeed a fucked bike. Unrideable. And so I didn't use it. I did, however, come across another bike. This guy, John, is in the camp. Had a bike, I think it was his, a girl's bike, too small for me, but off I rode with this guy Russ, that I've been hanging around with a little bit, and we rode all around Burning Man, all around Black Rock City I should say, and saw what there was to see. It was daytime, people were still recovering from that big storm
And so there wasn't a lot of activity, but it was fun just riding around. I like bike riding a lot. And it was fun riding around here, covering a lot of ground I wouldn't have covered otherwise. Then I came back and hung around for a while. And Mias and I set up our tents. We had some dinner, some cold pasta out of the can, and we slept. I had the Burning Man radio on, which was neat. On softly. Nice. I don't like to call it background music, but it added to the atmosphere. It made it seem really nice. And we slept for a long, long time. Slept until it was in the last hour. And then finally, the call of nature brought us to the waking up. So, Mia went back to sleep. She was tired, and she had it, and I don't think she wanted to wander around at 2 in the morning. So, residents only. So anyway, I didn't want to stay, and so I chose not to stay because I needed to go out and find stuff. And I'm not sure if I'm going to trip tonight, but I have the mushrooms on hand to do so. I don't know what I'm looking for, frankly. But I'm not here to sleep. Nothing else. I have my notebooks. And I have this tape player, which I guess can be converted to a radio with a button. And it's time to find stuff. But not talk too loudly, because I think there are some people who are sleeping. I heard two people talking a while ago, two guys, I think. And one was saying to the other, saying something like, talking about a third person, saying, yeah, he's really looking for something here. And, probably true of me, probably true of a lot of people. And what I don't know. I have a friend that I could be sleeping next to right now, which would be nice. And it was nice for those many hours. It was really nice. I have mushrooms, which are nice too. Which I'm not going to eat all tonight, because I don't know when more will appear. So I could be sitting in a relatively warm tent, writing and listening to the radio. And that sounds nice, it sounds wonderful, but it's only an approximation of what I want. It's only the usual, more or less. And I have to find more. I have to find more. I don't know if what I'm saying now will end up on my radio show. in your all parts, but I should say that my radio show, when I'm recording it, is part of a kind of a larger project I began. Grew out of preparing for Burning Man. I bought this tape recorder, Walkman-sized tape recorder that I'm holding in my hands, and I took to it and decided that I like the idea of recording thoughts by voice as well as by pen and by picture and whatever else, whenever other opportunity presents itself. So anyway, so I don't know if these thoughts are going to make it into my radio program or not, but they're not being recorded for it per se. My radio program will derive from the several cassettes worth of things I've recorded, rather than the other way around. And I guess since this is Monday and tomorrow's Tuesday, tomorrow I have to move toward the work of making my broadcast for this coming Saturday. And it's funny, there's a kind of a time delay in all this, which is interesting. Because I have to finish the program on Tuesday. I have to finish making, and I have to finish recording the 120-minute tape that I'm going to send to John Murphy. Hope he receives it on time and that nothing prevents him from playing it. If all goes well, this tape will be played the day of the night that the man burns. Where was I going with this? I was going nowhere with this. There's an absolutely gorgeous sky above. It's perfect. There's a gorgeous sky full of stars. There are mountains all around that are beautiful, even at night, even in silhouette, which is more or less what they are right now. And there's this lunar surface like Playa beneath, this cracked white flat surface. And so it's great. I'm moving as people tend to toward flashing lights. People tend to at least notice them and they attract attention, so I'm moving toward them. I don't know what I'm going to find at 2 in the morning. I'm testing what, you know, I've heard various things about what Burning Man's about at 2 in the morning. So I really don't know. Hey.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Find anything good?
I just kind of
wanted it. Yeah, me too. I've heard mixed things about Burning Man at 2 in the morning. I've heard a lot of it sleeps, but I don't think that all of it sleeps. I was moving toward the flashing lights, as people tend to do. Where are you from?
Orange County.
California?
Yeah.
Yeah? From Boston.
Boston?
Yeah.
That's a way.
Yeah. Took 6 days to drive out here.
Take a vacation.
Right. Got here, Sunday night, and I'm part of this camp that has like a temple.
Which one?
It's called Totem. Temple of the Eternal Mystery.
36 X with Commander Pew.
36 X with Commander K.
36 X-Wave Commander Q. Train.
On Spirit, long radio,
Granada, Camp Granada. Blah! Hello, mother. Hello, father. I am back at Camp Granada, and I'm writing you this letter just to say my compound fracture's getting better. No one here knows where my trunk is, and my bunk is where the skunk is. And this year the food's improving, 'cause the little black things in it are not moving. Our camp nurse is quite a swimmer. She says swimming makes you slimmer. Her name's Mrs. Pellegrini. Have you ever seen a whale in a bikini? All our bathrooms have such thin doors. Gee, I wish they'd move them indoors. We're all tired of Mother Goose here. So next Friday night they're having Lenny Bruce here. Let me stay, oh Mother Father, let me stay. I love Granada every night. The campfire's really keen. Oh, Ma, please send some unguentine. Let me stay up here in Mother Nature's land and tiptoe through the tulips grand. To leave would be a shame. Besides, I'd miss the poker game. Please don't worry, Fata Mata, I'll take care of little brother. He plays ball here and he rows here, and I hope they teach him how to blow his nose here. He wakes up at 6:30 and goes directly to the quicksand. He was lonely, now he's better. He's like all of us, except his bed is wetter.